call upon your Lord. Again, they will not say our Lord. Call upon your Lord to reduce. They don't say to remove. Just reduce. Because they know they're not deserving of that. As Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen Allah says in the tafsir. To reduce one day from the punishment. They will not say every time, every day. They will just say one day from the punishment. And this is because of the humiliated state that they're in. And they know that they're not deserving of removing that punishment forever. So they would even ask even for one day. Nasallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah to protect us. So this is a great wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the books that He Himself spoke in the life in the lives of the prophets, so that they can guide the people, so that they can follow the revelation that has been sent to them, and to act in accordance with that which they have been guided towards, so that they follow and they enter paradise, and that they earn the pleasure of Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And whoever turns away and rejects and is arrogant to accept the truth, then for this person, he deserves the recompense that the disbelievers will get, and that is the recompense of the hellfire, being in the hellfire forever. And if we were just to contemplate over that, ya ikhwan, and life is short. Maybe a person lives 60, 70 years, 80 years. But life is short. If you were to consider 1,000 years, 2,000 years, 50,000 years before creation, Allah told the pen to write. Told what should I write? Said, write down whatever's going to happen. 50,000 years before creation. After that, how many thousands and millions of years have passed by? The hellfire being even longer than that. Subhanallah. Nasallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالْقُرْآنُ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ. And the Quran is the speech of Allah, he says. Allahu takallama bihi. Allah spoke with it. وَالْكُتُبُ الْمُنَزَّلَ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ. And the books that have been sent down, they are the speech of Allah. وَأَوْحَاهَا. And Allah revealed it to His slaves. وَكَلَّمَ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. And Allah spoke to Musa with speech. And look how the emphasis is given. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. And Allah spoke to Musa with speech. وَكَلَّمَ مُحَمَّدًا لَيْلَةَ الْإِسْرَاءِ. And Allah subhanahu spoke to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam لَيْلَةَ الْإِسْرَاءِ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتُ السَّلَامِ. وَيُنَادِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And Allah will speak on the Day of Judgment, and He will call out. And will call out on the Day of Judgment. أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِي. Where are those who committed shirk with me? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِذْ نَادَ رَبُّكَ مُوسَى. And Allah spoke to Musa. وَإِذْ نَادَ. And He called out to Musa. And this is another of His attributes. Not just speech, but to call out. النِّدَاء. النِّدَاء لَا يَكُنُ إِلَّا بِحَرْفُ الصَّوْتِ. This calling out is not except with harf, with letter and salt. And this is why, except with letters and salt, sound. And this is why the scholars, they say, الْكَلَامُ كَلَامُ الْبَارِي. That the speech is the speech of Al-Bari, the originator, meaning Allah. The originator of the heavens and the earth is who? Al-Bari. That's what Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Hashr. He mentioned Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari, Al-Musawwir. Why did He mention those three? In the tafsir, it is mentioned because all three are very similar. He is the Khaliq, the creator. And He is the Bari, the originator. So no one originated creation before Allah. He is the Bari. No one preceded Him in creation, in creating. And He is the Musawwiru. He is the fashioner. Not only He created, but He fashioned you in the best of forms. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, wasawtu sawtul qari. The sound, yes, what emanates from a person is the sound of the qari. But the speech is the speech of al-bari. The speech of the originator. Wasawtu yaluqu billah. And that speech, that sound that comes from Allah, is a sound that befits His Majesty. لا يشبه صوت. No other sound is similar to it. ولا حروف. No other letters are similar to it. ولا كلام. No other speech is similar to the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فالله يتكلم. So Allah speaks. والكلام صفة كمال. And the speech of Allah is an attribute of perfection and completeness. فالجماد لا يتكلم. So the jamad, like the worlds and so on, these aspects of creation, they don't speak. والجماد لا يتكلم. والحيوانات لا تتكلم. And also the animals don't speak, يعني with the speech that, as we know it. لا تتكلم وهي أحط من البشر الذين يتكلمون. And likewise, the bashar, they speak. The bashar, they speak. But the jamadat don't speak. The jamadat, the walls, the earth, they don't speak. The animals don't speak with the speech as we know it. And yet, the negators of Allah's speech would like to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like the jamadat and like the hayawanat. That's Allah salama. They would like to liken Allah to those things that don't speak, like the animals and the trees and so on and so forth. They want to make Allah like that. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يعني, is far, you cannot even compare Allah to creation. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. To Allah belongs the highest of examples. You can't even give Him example like the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of all. The best. Allah is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. He has the most beautiful of names. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. So call Allah upon His beautiful names. So how is it that people call upon Allah? As this one said, you can call upon Allah with the Hindu god names. Nas'Allah salama. Nirvana. Call upon Allah by Nirvana. Nas'Allah salama. Who says that? وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. So call upon Allah by His beautiful names. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. There is no one comparable unto Allah. And Allah mentions Surah Maryam, verse 65. هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا. Do you know any similitude to Allah? There is no one similar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot liken Allah to His creation. فَاللَّهُ كَرَّمَ الْإِنسَانِ وَكَمَّلَهُ. Allah is the one who has blessed the insan. He is the one who completed him in the best of forms. وَمِنْ كَمَالِهِ أَكْمَ الْكَمَالَاتِ الْكَلَامِ. And from the يعني, completeness is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. So to remove that from Allah and to say He doesn't speak and His speech is created, you are actually likening Allah to the worst of creation, to the animals and to the jamadat, to the trees and so on, those that don't move and so on. So الَّذِي تَمَيَّزَ بِهِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. That which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distinguished Himself from the rest of creation. He distinguished Himself by speech that befits His majesty. And even if we speak, Allah's speech is not like our speech, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because our speech is limited. When we speak, eventually we get tired. Or when we speak, eventually we will die and not speak. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, we will not speak initially. We will not speak. Allah will speak. On the day of judgment, after the first blowing of the trumpet, of the horn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak and nobody will speak. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described that day, on the day of judgment, He described it as وَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ إِلَّا وَلَا يَسْمَعُونَ إِلَّا هَمْسَى. They do not hear except hamsa, يعني silence, absolute silence. Nobody will speak until Allah will command your hands to speak, and Allah will command different limbs to speak, and you will say to your limbs, why you are speaking against us? Subhanallah. Look at Ibn Adam. Ibn Adam, look how he is. The fact that his limbs will have more right to speak against himself, صح? Your own self is more right. وَكَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ شَهِيدًا. It's enough for you to be a witness over yourself. It's enough. Subhanallah. Your own self is speaking against you. And you say, you will say, why are you bearing witness over us? What will they reply? أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah is the one who made us speak, the one who made speak everything. Yani in a matter which befits his creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who made us speak. So ya Abdullah, when you're going to the masjid and you're going back home, and you are worshipping Allah by fasting and reading the Quran, then know that yourself will bear witness to you. Allahu Akbar. And know that these are deeds, inshaAllah, you are preparing yourself for the Akhirah. And these are deeds that will not be in vain. These are deeds that will not be nullified. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Kahf, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. He described these deeds, the righteous deeds, as being baqiyat, as being deeds that will continue to remain, continue to be there, waiting for you, Ya Abdullah. Whether they are good deeds or bad deeds, they are waiting for you on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Waiting for you for those scales to be drawn. And waiting for you to receive your recompense. Whether that recompense will be good Although that recompense will be evil, will be bad. You will receive your book. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك عليك اليوم حسيبا. So read your book. It is sufficient for you, huh, to be accountable over yourself. That is sufficient for you to be a witness over yourself. So read your book. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. That is the best hope for you on يوم القيامة. And the best thing, best action for you is that you put forward the باقيات الصالحات. والله. Your salah, your ibadah, your fasting, all of that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you're fajr in jama'ah, this is something which is khair for you, ya Abdullah. When you're salawat in jama'ah, even if you don't hear the adhan, even if you don't hear the adhan in this country, then strive your utmost to reach the salah. For indeed, this will be a witness for you. Your salah in your grave. When the punishment comes, and one of the sides will be the salah. And one of the sides will be the zakah that you paid, and the charity that you gave. And one of the sides will be the fasting that you did. And they will each protect you, just like a barrier protecting something. A barrier protecting you, in a hadith which is authentic. Shaykh Ubayd explained it, however, to mean that that will protect you from the punishment of the grave. Allahu Akbar. So your fasting is not in vain. And your salah is not in vain. By Allah, they are the baqiyatu salihat. خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather the people. Will gather the people, the believers and the disbelievers and the hypocrites. فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. No one will get away. No one will be left out. فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not leave anybody out, ya Abdullah. Everybody will be accounted for. Even the animals will be accounted for. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Even the animals will be accounted for. When they are brought. And even the horned ram, which horned the hornless ram, it will be brought to account on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So how about you and me? How about you and me? Nas'al Allah salama. This is why the Sahaba understood the affair. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu understood it. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, I will not be content if one foot of mine is in paradise until the other one is there. And this is why Umar al-Khattab understood the affair radiallahu anhu, when he would look, when he would see a fire that is kindled, and he will say, Ya Aba Abdullah, can you be patient upon this? Fearing that they will fall into the hellfire. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they feared Allah. And they understood the affair that many of us don't understand. And many of us are in need of understanding the affair to be reminded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to be reminded of the sunnah. And to be reminded of the akhirah. فَاللَّهُ الَّذِي أَعْطَى الْبَشَرْ وَالْمَلَائِكَةَ وَالْجِنَّةَ الْعُقَلَىٰ أَعْطَاهُمْ هَذِهِ الْقُدْرَةِ. Allah is the one who gave the angels and the jinn. And the uqala, those who have intellect, he gave them this qudra, this ability, ala al kalam, to speak. So how is it that they're negating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to speak? Wa sifatu kalam min sifati al kamal, and sifa of speech is from an attribute of completeness. Wallahu kamil yahabu min kamalihi liman yasha'u min ibadihi wa makhluqatihi. And Allah gives from his he gives those who are deserving of that. He gives them speech. And he gives them from his wisdom speech. فَهِيَ صِفَةُ كَمَالٍ. الْعِلْمُ صِفَةُ كَمَالٍ. Knowledge of, is also considered to be an attribute of completeness. الْقُدْرَ, having the ability, is an attribute of completeness. فَالَذِي يَسْلَبُ عَنِ اللَّهِ الْكَلَامِ وَالْعِلْمِ وَالْقُدْرَةِ. So the one who removes and who say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak and does not have ilm, does not have knowledge and does not have ability. هذا تنقص. تنقص. This is actually making Allah deficient. هذا تنقص. تنقص الله. This is actually, you are making Allah deficient. And this is you yourself, يعني, making something which is abhorrent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are making it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the kuffar of Quraysh, they said, "Inna hada illa qawlul bashar." When they were trying to refute the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, "This is only a speech of man. Yani the Quran is only a speech of a human being. In Surah Al-Muddathir, قَالَ سَأُصْلِيهِ سَقَرْ. Allah replied to that person and replied to them that I will enter you into the saqar, the pit of the hellfire, because of that speech. So how is it for those who deny Allah's attributes and deny Allah's beautiful names? How is it for them who do ta'wil of Allah's attributes? The first thing they do is tashbih. They liken Allah to His creation. Then they deny it, and then they have to replace it with a ta'wil, with explaining it with knowledge that has not come to them. So they say His face means His reward, and they say His hands means His power. How could it be when Allah says, بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ, both His hands are outstretched? How can you have both His powers outstretched? It doesn't even make sense in the Arabic language, because power is plural. It cannot be made dual. It cannot be made dual, because both His powers are outstretched. The power of Allah is subhanAllah, without limit. Allah is great. So how do you limit it to two and say His power, both His powers are outstretched? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns those people who negate His names and who negate His attributes. Just like He warns those people of the mushrikeen who negated the speech of Allah, He warns them that they will enter the hellfire. سَأُصْلِيهِ سَقَرْ. In Surah Al-Muddathir, إِنَّهُ فَكَّرَ وَقَدَّرْ فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرْ ثُمَّ قُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرْ ثُمَّ نَذَرْ ثُمَّ عَبَسَ وَبَسَرْ ثُمَّ أَدْبَرَ وَاسْتَكْبَرْ. And this is referring to those disbelievers who became arrogant and haughty and proud. Because when the Quran was recited in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what would the mushrikun do? Allah mentioned it in Surah An-Najm. He says, when the Quran was being recited, that they used to, the ayah, the last ayah. أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ. See, they used to be amazed when the mushrikun of Quraysh, they used to be amazed when they heard the Quran. Because when Allah is saying to them, Alif, Lam, Mim, they're saying, what is these letters? Allah is revealing these letters to get their attention, as Sheikh Sa'if Ozan says. One of the meaning is to get their attention. And especially after each of these letters, you always find the Quran being mentioned. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This, and look, he says ذَلِكَ, and it is translated into English as this is the book. Even though this is in Arabic, is هَذَا, هَذَا الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, in front of you. ذَلِكَ is far away. Why did Allah say ذَلِكَ, and He mentions it for Sahaba as أُولَئِكَ? This is for ta'zim. This is to show you greatness. In the Arabic language, in the linguistics of its usage here, is that to show you how great this book is. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَاب. Not just this is the book, but how great that is the book. Yani how great that book is. But this is lost in the translation, unfortunately. Many linguistic benefits, many points of benefit like this in the eloquence of the Arabic language are lost in a lot of the translation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us through the Arabic language how great this Quran is. When He said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, there is no doubt in it. هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, a guide to all of people, to mankind. A guide to the pious ones. In the other verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The Shahr of Ramadan is the month that the Quran was revealed. هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. In this one He said, هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ, a guide to mankind. Sheikh Saif Uzan says, is there a contradiction? In the first one He said, هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. In this one He said, هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. Is there a contradiction? He says, no. Indeed, this Quran is a guide to mankind, and it's a further guide to the believers. Because mankind, when they read the Quran, they see the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they know that it is the truth. Many people became Muslim because of Quran. And this is why Sheikh Ubaid Hafidullah says in our da'wah, Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna, in fact, he says, in our da'wah, we should use Quran much. Even to the non-Muslims, we should use Quran much, so they hear the speech of Allah. So don't be deluded by much debates without using the Quran, or much argumentation with ways that are better without using the Quran. Use the Quran to call the people. Sheikh Rabbi, going back to the book. Going back to what Sheikh Saifuzan said, he said that Hudan al-Muttaqeen, because for the pious ones it's a guide. So that's why do not feel khalas, I'm Muslim, I don't need to read the Quran. Leave the Quran on the top shelf, dust over it, or bring it out when somebody dies. The Quran is not for the dead, it's for the living. The Quran is for the living. Bring it out regularly and read it and be guided by it. After that, Shaykh Rabbi Habibullah, after showing the refutation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the people of who negate the Quran being the speech of Allah, in the end he said, فَقَالَ إِن نَعْمْ فَقَالَ إِن هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ يُؤْثَرْ. He said, yani one of the mushrikun, he said, this is a sihr. This Quran is only sihr. It's only magic, which is yu'thar, which is yani put forward. In hada illa qawlul bashar. And then they said, this is only a statement of the human being, of a bashar. Sa'uslihi saqar. So Allah replied to them and said, I will land them in the pit of the hellfire. Qawlul bashar makhluq. The statement of bashar, of human beings, is created. فَتَوَعَدَهُ اللَّهُ هَذَا الْوَعِيدِ الشَّدِيدِ. So Allah promised them this promise, this punishment, this strict punishment. Because this is revival of the Quran, that it is only magic, that it is magic, and that it is a statement of human beings. And this is saying that the Quran is deficient. And in turn, it is saying that that Allah is deficient. So this ta'an, this revival of Allah, this deserves punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyyah and the Batiniyyah and the Rawafid, the extreme Shia and the Khawarij, and all of these misguided groups, they all have differences with regards the Quran. And they all have problems with the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. Even the Asha'ira, تأثروا بالمعتزلة. They themselves يعني were led astray by the معتزلة, and they were influenced by them. يعني كانوا يقولون, the earliest of them, they used to say, الكلام هو صفة قائمة بذات الله سبحانه وتعالى, لكن هذا القرآن ليس بكلام, ليس يعني بكلامه, ليس كلامه, وإنما هو حكاية لكلامه. So what the Asha'ira, they try to be clever, and they try to go further in their misguidance. So what do? They say that yes, the Quran, they say, it is the speech of Allah, but Allah created in other than Himself. How? It is only hikaya, thoughts. It is only thoughts that comes to us. Thoughts that come to us. So for example, they say that the they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created the speech on the tree which spoke to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but not actually He spoke to Musa. He didn't speak to Musa, but actually He created it in the tree which in turn spoke to Musa. Because they have a problem, they are actually trying to run away from liking Allah to His creation, but they end up doing worse than that. And may Allah reward our brother Abu Iyad, may Allah reward him. He has a whole website called Ash'aris.com regarding the Ash'aris, and he has a whole section on why the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila, and it's translated into English, why they fell into ta'wil in this affair, and ta'til, and negating Allah's kalam, and so on and so forth. Wallahi, with detailed speech. In fact, he quoted Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah from his Tudmuriyah, book on Tudmuriyah, which is a refutation of the philosophical statements of the Jahmiyyah and so on and so forth. And it is very good to go back to that, yani, to see some of the detailed refutations of, and also the reasons why these individuals, why these groups went astray. So they say, Al-Kalamu huwa sifatun qa'ima bidhati Allah. They say, yes, it's a sifa, an attribute with regards the, which is yani regarding the that of Allah in His essence, but the fact that when He speaks, He creates it in other than Himself. And this is misguidance. Or they say it is actually وَإِنَّمَا هُوَ حِكَايَةٌ لِكَرَامِ. It is only a thing that is mentioned with regards his speech. It's not actually his speech. It is somebody else's speech. وَكَلَامُهُ صِفَةٌ قَائِمٌ بِذَاتِهِ لَيْسَ بِحَرْفٍ وَلَا صَوْتٍ. So they say also his speech does not have letters, nor does it have sound. So in the end, what do they end up saying? It is not his speech. The Quran is not his speech. نسأل الله العافية. We ask Allah for protection. ومن أواخر الأشاعرة من صرح بأن القرآن مخلوق مع الأسف. And from the latter part of the Asha'iras, they ended up saying that the Quran is created. So that is what they believe ended up becoming. فالقرآن كلام الله ليس بمخلوق. So the Quran is the speech of Allah and it is not created. وهؤلاء من بدأوا بهذه الفتنة يقولون كلام الله خلقه بغير محل. ويقولون كلام الله لكنه كما تقول ناقة الله. So they say actually one of the doubts that they bring is when Allah says that it is the kalam of Allah, they say this is like Allah saying ناقة الله, مسجد الله, or يعني خلق الله. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the creation of Allah, the camel of Allah, they say just like that it is the creation of Allah. But Allah, when He mentions that the Quran is His speech, and when He made it mudaf like that, mudaf mudaf ilay, this is al-idafa to tashrif. Al-idafa, as He says, of tashrif, of honor. To honor the Quran, Allah, when He said that it is His speech, this is an honor. It's honoring. Honoring His attribute, and honoring because His attribute is complete. And when he said about the Naqatullah, this is an honor. When he said about the Rasulullah, the Messenger of Allah, this is an honor for Rasulullah. So it is not to liken Allah's speech to creation, but rather Allah mentioned about those other forms of creation in order to yani honor them. And the Quran is the speech of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks when He wills. Na'am. وليس بمخلوق القرآن كلام الله وما يكفي ليش. It is not enough to say the Quran is the speech of Allah nowadays. Why? He says لأن الجهمي المعتزلي الذي ينكر أن القرآن كلام الله يقول كلام الله ولكن يريد أنه مخلوق مثل أن نقول ناقة الله وبيت الله. So it is not enough to say the Quran is the speech of Allah. You have to say it is not created. Because when the Jahmi and the Mu'tazili say it is the speech of Allah, actually he intends that it is created. So you have to be complete in what you affirm. You have to be complete in affirming the aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Na'am. Because if you just say Kalamullah wa sakatta and you are quiet after that and you don't say it is not created, then the Mu'tazili and the Jahmi, they will also say Kalamullah. But he will add that it is created. So you have to affirm and you have to complete the correct aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and say the Quran is the speech of Allah uncreated. Because when they added, Imam Ahmad added. In the past it was sufficient. But when they added, Ahlul Sunnah added to correct their belief. So when the Asha'ira and the misguided groups, they come to you today and they say that Allah is not above the Arsh. Why? Because you are putting Allah in a place. We say to them, you are the one who invented the word place. When we say Allah is above the Arsh, we only affirm that which Allah affirmed for Himself. And you are the one who used the word place. We never used it. And the Ahlul Sunnah of the past, they clarified. Ibn Abu Zur'ah and Abu Hatim al-Raziyain, both of them said, what? That Allah ba'inun an khalqihi. Allah is separate from His creation. Meaning, He Himself, Allah is not inside His creation. And Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah said, when Allah created the creation, He didn't create it in the inside of Himself. Allah created it in the outside of Himself and below Himself. So Allah is above the Arsh. So even if you want to use intellect, our sane intellect proves that Allah is above the creation.
and your corrupt intellect makes you end up negating Allah's beautiful names and attributes. And Allah is above the creation in a way which befits His majesty. So when they added, Ahlul Sunnah added, and they added to clarify. Then he says here, لَكِنْ يَتَكَلَّمُ مَتَى شَاءَ وَإِذَا شَاءَ صِفَةُ الْكَلَامِ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ لَيْسَ بِبَاءٍ مِّنْهُ. So the speech of Allah is not separate from Allah. يَرَدُّ عَلَى الْمُعْتَزِلَ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ. This is the refutation of the Mu'tazila, because they say خَلَقَهُ بِغَيْرِ مَحَلْ, because they say he's the one who created it, يعني created the Quran. فَالْكَلَامُ صِفَةُ اللَّهِ مِثَلُ الْقُدْرَةِ. So the kalam of Allah is an attribute of Allah, just like His ability is from His attributes. مثل إرادة, just like His إرادة, يعني He wills when He wills, is from the sifa. صفة الأزلية القائمة بذاته. It is a sifa which is always there, and it is قائمة, it is upright upon His, يعني based upon His essence. So it is always there. The speech of Allah is a sifa ذاتية from one angle, and it is a sifa فعلية from another angle. From one angle, it is a sifa, it is an attribute from His that, from His essence. Because His kalam is not exhausted. And from one angle, it is a sifa fi'liya, based upon His actions. When He wills, He speaks. Just like He spoke to Adam, just like He spoke to the angels. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدْ لِآدَمَ. Just like He spoke to Iblis, just like He will speak in the future, He will speak to the believers on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, just like He will speak to the people of paradise on the Day of Judgment. He will say to them, is there anything you want? They will say, what can you give us further than this? And He will remove the hijab, and they will see His face, and they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there will not be anything more pleasing to them than seeing Him and having the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there isn't anything, we'll finish this section, there isn't anything that is created. وَلَيْسَ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ مَخْلُوقٍ. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِيَّاكَ وَمُنَاظَرَ مَنْ أَعْدَدَ فِيهِ. And beware that you will debate with those who have innovated in this affair. أَنْظُرْ كَيْفَ يُؤَكِّدُ لَكِ. لَكِنْ هُنَا لَمَّا احْتَاجَ رَحِمُهُ اللَّهِ الْمُنَاظَرَ نَاظَرَ. So here, he says, look how Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he affirmed there is nothing from Allah's attributes that is created. And a proof as well that Ahlul Sunnah used to show that the Quran is the speech of Allah. What dua do you say every morning? A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. A'udhu. Is it not ibadah to say that? Can you do ibadah with something which is created? No. A'udhu بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ. So you are seeking refuge with the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with an attribute of Allah. أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ, the most complete words of Allah, مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ, from the evil, whatever He created. And also it's sunnah that when you enter a house that you, resident that is empty, and you, like when you're traveling, you may enter a place, it is sunnah to say this dua when you enter that residence. And enter a residence, to be protected that evening, because if you are, as the Rasulullah said, if you are bitten by a scorpion or whatever, then don't blame anyone but yourself, because you didn't say this dua. أعوذ بكلمات الله تامات من شر ما خلق. It's good to say in the morning, and it's good to say in the evening as a morning and evening dua. أعوذ بكلمات الله تامات من شر. And here you're seeking refuge from with the speech of Allah, the most complete speech of Allah, words of Allah. So this, how can you do worship of something which is created? Nasallahu salaam. Naam. And notice he says here that that Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, when he, even though he's saying don't debate with the innovators and the people of desires, he ended up debating himself with conditions. What are they? With ways that are better. Huh? And also, who is Imam Ahmad? That's number two, his level. And number three, and this is something that Shaykh Ubaid adds, with the presence of the leader. So when punishment is required to be given to the one who is defeated, it is given. Why? Because
they bring their own false beliefs and so on. So that is the third condition that some of the scholars bring for munadara. As for open sessions, debating, singing or sinning, when with people of hawa and people of confusion, this is not the way of the salah. Oh, they come on Al-Jazeera, you know Jazeera in Arabic, they always argue on there. Whenever subhanAllah, you visit a family or relative and they have the Al-Jazeera on, always arguing, everybody and anybody shouting, what is this, ya akhi? SubhanAllah, just to bring the crowds, huh? And this is a new form of da'wah that people are bringing, the innovators are bringing. New form of da'wah. I heard there's another debate recently that occurred. They're trying to bring these wasa'il al-da'wiyah because it attracts the crowds. You see, Ahl al-Sunnah, we don't worry about the numbers. As Fadhil al-Iyad said, لَا تَغْتَرْ مِنْ بِكَثْرَةِ الْهَالِكِينَ وَقِلَّةِ السَّالِكِينَ. Don't be deceived by the many people who are going on the path of destruction. And don't be, don't feel disheartened by the few followers. We don't look at the numbers. If there's one person here, alhamdulillah, so long as the aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah is being established and is qa'im in West London or in any part of London or whatever, alhamdulillah, this is a ni'mah. The aqeedah of Imam Ahmed rahimahullah has been taught in this masjid, explained by Shaykh Rabi hafidahullah, and that has been translated. This is a fadl from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me and upon you, that you are listening to the great words of our a'imma, our great words of our ulama. This is a fadl, wallah. Let it be known that this is a fadl. And many of the modernists, the modern Sufis and so on, so-called intellectualists, they're the ones who will consider these books as if we have no need for these books. They have stopped using these books. That is their first path of destruction. Do you hear them teaching the books of Imam Ahmad or reviving the books of the Salaf? Nothing. In fact, even 10-15 years ago, you never heard the word Salafi except from a Salafi, except from someone who's Salafi. Nowadays, what do you hear them saying? I'm Sufi Salafi. Nowadays, they have cotton on. Even Hizb al-Tahrir say we are Salafi nowadays. You see how times have changed. Even though they're the same misguided people and even more misguided, but they don't know how to be Salafi. What does Salafi mean? Just label. Just put it on your back and it's Salafi. La wallah. Okay, you're Hizb al-Tahrir, you say you're Salafi. Which books of the Salaf are you going through and teaching the people? Which books? Khawiyatun ala urushiha. Empty. Empty vessels. Nothing. Okay. You call yourself Sufi Salafi. Who said that from the people of the Salaf in the past? I'm Sufi Salafi. And which books of the A'imma are considered to be Sufi Salafi? Because Imam Ahmad rahimahullah was not Sufi. Imam Shafi rahimahullah considered to, if somebody benefits from a Sufi in the morning, by the time he reaches Dhuhr, he'll be crazy, he says. Imam Shafi rahimahullah said that. So which Sufi Salafi are you talking about? Nasallahu salamu Allah. فَلَمَّا كَانَتْ تَحْتَمِلُ الْبَطْنَعَمْ. So here he says, as for those who say, be loved of the Quran, those who say the Quran, the speech of it is created, they are actually trying to confuse. And when it could mean this or that, Ahlul Sunnah refuted it. Ahlul Sunnah refuted. تَحْتَمِلُ أَنْ يُرَادَ بِهَا الْمَلْفُوظ نَفْسُ الْقُرْآنِ وتحتمل أن يراد بها نفس اللفظ الذي يتكلم به ويلفظه المتكلم. فلما كانت تحتمل الباطل وقد يستغلها الجهمية والمعتزلة وغيرهم ممن يقول القرآن مخلوق قد يستغلها لتضليل الناس لفظ بالقرآن مخلوق ويقصد بالملفوظ الكلام. So therefore, just because it could even mean this or that, we do not use it. We do not say لفظ بالقرآن مخلوق. But rather we say that which is recited is the Quran, and that which is memorized is the Quran, and that which is written is the Quran. Al-Kalam, Kalamul Bari. والصوت صوت القاري. فإذا توقف الرجل شك في أمره وهو بدعة وتجهم So likewise, the person who withholds and says, I'm not going to say it's created, not created, then likewise he has fallen to the innovation of the Jahmiyyah. Because this fitna, when it came and it transpired, this is what they said. And this is the innovations that they used. So, لا بد من الصراحة, he says. You must be صريح. You must be clear and open in saying the Quran is the speech of Allah. And you must be clear and open with all the names and attributes of Allah. Just like Imam Malik rahimahullah said, al-istiwa'u ma'loom. Likewise, al-kalamu ma'loom. Wal-iradatu ma'looma. وَيَدُ اللَّهِ مَعْلُومٌ. When you say يَدُ اللَّهِ is ma'loom, and likewise, or ma'looma, because يَدُ of Allah, the يَد in Arabic language, when Allah uses jewel in the Arabic language, يعني regarding the يعني, anyway, we leave that. When Allah uses jewel anyway, it is, we use the feminine in the language we use the feminine. So وَالْيَدْ مَعْلُومَ وَالْعَيْنَيْنِ مَعْلُومَ, all of that is understood. All of that is known. Al-istiwa'u ma'loom, and all of the attributes of Allah are known in a way which befits His Majesty. And lastly, he ends the book by, or he ends the section by saying, وَمَنْ وَقَنَعَمْ about the وَقَدْ تَسْتَغْرِبُونَ هَذَا وَاللَّهُ أَحْمَدَ وَاللَّهُ أَحْمَدَ فَضَّلَ والله, he says, sorry, والله أحمد فضل أن يوظف اليهود والنصارى. نعم نعم, أحمد من إمام أحمد رحمه الله فضل أن يوظف اليهود والنصارى, ولا يوظف أهل البدع لخطورتهم. الله سبحانه وتعالى, he said, by Allah, إمام أحمد رحمه الله preferred to hire a Jew and a Christian than to hire a person of innovation from the Jahmiyyah. And this is referring to his famous statement with regards a person said to Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, you would hire a Jew and Christian and not hire a Jahmi. He said yes. Why? Because a Jew and Christian is known, their misguidance is known, but the Jahmi, his misguidance is, يعني could be deceiving, and it is deceivous. يعني it could be deceiving to the person. So he said, "Yes, I will hire a Jew and Christian." Why? Because the harm of the Jahmi is more, and likewise the harm of the innovators is more than the harm of the Jews and Christians. They know. That's why Rasulullah said, "لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم على ذلك." They will not be seen by those who deceive them, nor by those who oppose them. So therefore, the innovators, this is why the ulama, they spend time and time again refuting the innovators of the Ikhwan Muslimin, the innovators of the of followers of Sayyid Qutbiyun and Sururiyun, the innovators, time and time. Sheikh bin Baz rahimullah would write a letter to Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah and says, please check this individual for me. These letters are printed and available. Sheikh bin Baz rahimullah himself refuted individuals in various newspapers. This is from his manhaj to refute the mistake, and the one who brought the mistake has been wrong. Prophet ﷺ also refuted the one who was wrong. When the one was given khutbah and he made a mistake, he said, Bi'sa khatib al qawm ant. Bi'sa khatib al qawm ant. Yani, what a wretched khatib you are to the people, or misguided yani, in what you are saying. And the Prophet ﷺ said to Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, أَفَتَّانٌ أَنْتَ يَمُعَادٍ. When it was known and when it was heard that Mu'adh radiallahu anhu read and led in the prayer Surah Al-Baqarah, then Nisa, then and Imran, يعني Baqarah, Imran, Nisa, he said, أَفَتَّانٌ أَنْتَ يَمُعَادٍ. أَفَتَّانٌ أَنْتَ, are you causing fitna, Mu'adh, to the people? Are you causing difficulties, hardship to the people? And the Prophet, when he smiled at that person and when he left, he said, بِئْسَ أَخُ الْعَشِيرَ أَنْتَ, what an evil companion you are. And Aisha radiallahu anha said, you smiled in his face and you said this. He said, well, na'am, there are some people you have to do that too. Fearing their harm. Yani to keep away from their harm. To keep away from their harm. And it's so true. There are some people you have to do that. Keep away from their harm. Not to be two-faced. Alhamdulillah, Sunnah, not two-faced. They have their aqeedah, they clarify to the people. But certain people keep away from their harm. Do not mix with the maftoon, for example, the Salaf used to say. Do not mix with the one who is trialed. Because sooner or later he will trial you. He will put you to trial. Wallahi, so true. Some people we met, wallahi, they used to, people of trial and tribulation. Maftunun, wallah. They don't know the correct position of affairs. And they put themselves in a position of leadership. And wallahi, they try. And in the end, they will trial you. So alhamdulillah, we kept away. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected us from their trials that they fell into. And they fell into more and more trials because they didn't understand the affairs. And yani, they wanted to continue upon their affair. So innovators, their harm is more than the Jews and the Christians, he says. لأنهم ينخرون أو ينخرون في المجتمع في المجتمع. Because they themselves, they are in the مجتمع, in the society. من داخله, they ينخرون, they pierce, they put in society their innovations. They pierce and they put in society their فساد. ويفسدون المجتمع. And they also corrupt the مجتمع. وَهَلْ أَضَرَّ بِأَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ. And who has harmed more the Muslims except the innovators? And Sheikh Sulaiman Raheli mentions as well, when he refuted the Khawarij in one lecture, he mentioned that they are the cause and the reason for, and he said this in the presence of Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi and other Mashaykh, he said the Khawarij are a reason for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to be mocked by the Danish. You know the Danish people, you know, with the cartoons, and they drew yani cannons in the turban of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like that, even though we know it's not Rasulullah, because they don't know how he looks like Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They drew this to disfigure the image of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Sheikh Rabi wrote a good response to that. But Sheikh Sulaiman mentioned a good point, Allah. He said they are, the Khawarij are reason for this. Why? Because the actions of bombing, killing innocent people came from them. And this is not from Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to do that. It's not from Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to kill innocent women and children. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forbade that in a battlefield, let alone when you're not in a battlefield. He forbade that. The fact that they do it, the 7/7, 9/11, and the shoe bomber, all of that, the fact that they call to this, know that they are the reason for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to be mocked. So how are they going to come on Yawm Al-Qiyamah when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een? Allah suffices Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam over the ones who mocked, and Allah suffices the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam over the ones who are reason for him being mocked. Allah suffices Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So how will they come on Yawm Al-Qiyamah being a reason for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to be mocked? And we know the kuffar are the kuffar. Don't expect any better. They mock each other. They mock their kings, queens. They mock everybody. And that's why they have programs mocking each other, mocking news, mocking everything. And everyone and anyone. This is their life. This is their istihza that they do. It is not from the way of the believer to fall in istihza, to fall into mocking. This is the way of the mushrikun and the Jews and the Christians. This is their methodology. Their way. In their societies you see it. In their newspapers you see it. Just to earn a bit of money. Here, وَهَلْ أَضَرَّ بِأَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ. And this is why you find the likes of Sheikh Mughbir rahimahullah refuting many of the innovators and many of the people of desires when he has the book yani, shutting up the barking dog, and he mentioned who he was. And he has many other books refuting the innovators and what they are upon. Why? Because they harm Islam from within. And this is why Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah, again, Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah, if you look at his methodology and how he pinpointed the heads of the innovators one by one, he wrote about them such that they all fell and their methodologies became known. The methodology of buying the people in the name of gathering the people. How it was done? In the name of Ihya Turath, of buying the people. Money. And that's why Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi said, money, mal, comes from the word, linguistic word, which means, mala yamilu maylan, which means to deviate, to sway. Mal. Because of money, they swayed. They swayed and defended the principles of the innovators, to say it's allowed to mix with the innovators. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, when he was visited by Dawud al-Dahri, he didn't let him in his house. Why not? He said, I heard someone say about you from the people of scholars, they spoke about you, so you're not going to be in a... He didn't even let him in his house. Sheikh Muhammad Banna likewise, he didn't let Abdurrahman al-Khaliq in his house. He didn't let him in his house at all. He rang the bell. He's not coming in until he repents. Until he repents. And likewise, this is the way of Ahlul Sunnah. This is the way of Ahlul Sunnah, with the how they deal with the innovators. Those who bring new principles into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who, yani, also have inad and kibr against the principles of Ahlul Sunnah, and against the aqeed of Ahlul Sunnah, and the manhaj of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah. They have kibr to that. Didn't these individuals, the same individuals like Abu al-Hasan, didn't they sign a tawbah with their own hands? And after they said that, they don't know what cursing the companions is. Didn't they do that with their own hands? And eventually you see that their trait is they go further and further astray. Didn't the likes of these individuals in this country, whether it's Abu Muntasir, Abu Ali, and those, and Usama, Usama Hassan, even these individuals, isn't it that these individuals, first and foremost, they disconnected themselves from the ulama. And when they disconnected themselves from the ulama, further and further astray they went. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one we complain to. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we turn to. And we say, subhanallah, how these people, yesterday they were calling to tawheed and sunnah, but when they disconnected themselves from the ulama, from the Ahl al-Sunnah methodology, Ahl al-Sunnah aqeedah, they went further and further astray. They went further and further astray. Until now you can't even believe what they are saying. You can't even believe and understand the extent of the misguidance they are upon. Nas'Allah salama, Nas'Allah salama, Nas'Allah thabatul ikhlas, Nas'Allah thabatul ikhlas, Nas'Allah thabatul ikhlas. Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah ends and says, even Ibn Taymiyyah. And before Ibn Taymiyyah, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. And let those be careful from a book that is printed. And it's printed and it's called the Aqid and the Manhaj of the Salaf. And in there, the person says that many people speak about the mawqif or the position of Imam Ahmad with Dawood al-Dahri, when he didn't let him in his house because of his innovation. But they don't know the position of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah in another situation with regards to the innovators. Now he's trying to make excuse for the innovators now. He's trying to make excuse for the innovators. Look how devious this is, and this methodology is, and mixing with the innovators. He says, don't they realize, and don't they come to know the position of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah with those who are writing hadith against the Sahaba? He was patient with them, and he mixed with them. And this is mentioned in Tariq of Khatib al-Baghdadi. But Tariq of Khatib al-Baghdadi is a history book. It's not complete. When you go to Manhaj and Aqidah, you go to where? You go to the Aqidah Manhaj books. You go to the Aqidah Manhaj books to get the full story of the affair. The same story is mentioned in Sunnah of Khalal. The same story is mentioned in a Sunnah of Al-Khalal. Of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, it was said to him about a group of people who write hadith against the Sahaba. So initially, he advised them. Yes, initially, he spoke to them. And he was with them, trying to advise them. Not with them, partaking with them, enjoying with them, like they have nowadays, tea and biscuits, and a bit of music on the side, with the innovators and Ishada. This is not the way. And then, when they continue to narrate hadith against the Sahaba, فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهُمْ, he turned away from them. Allahu Akbar. That narration is in Sunnah of Khalal. That narration wasn't mentioned by Ali Hassan in his book. He only mentioned from Tariq al-Baghdad. And that narration of Sunnah of Khalal was mentioned by Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi Hafidhullah to Ali Hassan in his own house. But why didn't he mention his book? And even the reprint of the book, he didn't mention it. He went back to the old, to this tarikh of Khatib Baghdadi, and he still mentioned that narration to show that we can accommodate the innovators. Nasallahu salama. And we can be more patient with the innovators, and so on and so forth. Make an excuse for Ihya Turath and who they cooperate with, and Abdurrahman Abdul Khaliq and all those innovators that are opening the doors to the misguided groups. Because Abdurrahman Abdul Khaliq, why did he go astray? What was the main thing? He went astray because he wrote a book. He wrote a book about the Jama'at Tabligh and Ikhwan Muslimin. They are not considered to be from the 72 sects. And Shaykh Ibn Baz Rahimah refuted him. And he said, nah, they are considered to be from those 72 sects that are threatened with the hellfire. Doesn't, not that they are in the hellfire already. We don't say that. Aqidah of Al-Sunnah, we don't say anyone hellfire in paradise except that which Allah... But we can say that they are threatened with the hellfire, and that if they continue to be upon this path and they die upon that, then they are threatened with that. And if they, Allah doesn't forgive them, they are threatened with the hellfire. Because Ahlul Sunnah, alhamdulillah, arhaman nas bil khalq. And we know the position of Ahlul Sunnah and the principles of Ahlul Sunnah. It's not something you learn in a month or 2 months or a year. This is something which the ulama painstakingly, after 10, 15, 20 years, they go through, reviving the aqidah and principles of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is defending the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the defending the principles of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is the way of the Salaf al-Salih, which is ghali, which is honorable, and it is heavy. So Imam Ahmad rahimahullah did not open the doors to the innovators. That's Allah salama. And we only mentioned that example to show you how serious the affair is. A whole book written in order to try to accommodate the innovators. That's Allah salama. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah says, and even Ibn Taymiyyah, he says, إِنَّ الدَّوْلَةِ الْأَمَوِيَّةِ لَمَّا وَقَعَتْ فِي الْبِدْعَةِ وَقَعَ رَئِيسُهَا مَرْوَانَ الْحِمَارِ في قول الجاد. He said, even the Dawla al-Amawiyya, even them, when they fell into innovation, their leader Marwan al-Himar, he fell into the way of Ja'd ibn Dirham. Similar to the Jahmiyyah, fell into negating Allah's names and attributes. So opening the door to bid'ah, eventually you will fall into greater bid'ah. That's why Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentions in Majmu' Fatawa, bid'ah starts at hand span, and then at arm's length, and then it ends up being 1 mile and even further than that. And the bid'ah of those in the masjid, and they were in a circle, in a halaqa, in a gathering, and one of them was saying, say subhanallah. Yeah, everybody was saying subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In unison, using stones. Ibn Mas'ud, when he saw them, he said, what are you doing? They said, we're doing the dhikr of Allah. نَحْنُ نَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. He said, عُدُّ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. Count your sins. He says, مَا عَرَدْنَا إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. We only intended good. He said, كَمْ مُرِيدٍ لِلْخَيْرِ لَمْ يُدْرِكْهُ. How many people intend good and don't reach it? Don't actually realize it. Don't get it. Don't reach that good. Why? Because for action to be accepted, it has to be sincere to Allah and according to the sunnah. So many of the people went astray because of small bid'ah. And the narrator said, we saw them on Yawm al-Nahrawan fighting us and killing us. Those, they started with the bid'ah of the stones in unison, doing dhikr in unison. Eventually they were fighting the Sahaba, and they ended up being the Khawarij, fighting the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Kana sababan, qala kana sababan fi suquti hadhi al-dawla. And eventually that dawla al-Umawiyya, it fell. Because of what? Because of bid'ah. هذه البدعة الآن لا تساوي شيئا بالنسبة للبدعة التي حدث الآن. That bid'ah is nothing to do compared to the bid'ah we have nowadays. He says, how many bid'ahs we have nowadays? Big mosque, bid'ah mosque. So many Muslims upon bid'ah. نسأل الله سلامة. So many bid'ah in عقيدة, bid'ah in action, bid'ah in statement, bid'ah in worship, bid'ah in belief. يقول فهذا صاحب بدعة مثل من قال هو مخلوق إنما هو كلام الله ليس بمخلوق الذي يتوقف والذي يقول اللفظ بالقرآن مخلوق من هذه الأصناف ومن أذيالهم وأذنابهم. So again he repeated that statement about those who say the Quran is makhluq, or my speech of it is makhluq. All of those are considered to be statements of innovation. And we stop there. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala khayri khalqi Muhammad wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And just to remind the brothers, in Slough today inshallah at 6 o'clock and tomorrow at 6 o'clock, we have Asl al-Sunnah, the book in Aqeedah by the two great imams from the 4th century, Abu Hatim al-Razi and Abu Zura al-Razi, the explanation by Shaykh Ubaidah ibn Abdullah al-Jabri, hafidhullah. We will be going through that, continuing, finishing those books of Aqeedah. And as for Ramadan and issues of Ramadan, then we started this morning after Salat al-Fajr, every morning inshallah, going for Bulugh al-Maram, inshallah, Kitab al-Siyam, and the explanation by Shaykh Abdullah al-Bassam. So you can attend that. And that will be for about 3 to 4 days a week, inshallah. And the next class for this class, Usul al-Sunnah, will be tomorrow, same time after Salat al-Dhuhr. Wallahu alam. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala khayri khalqi Muhammad wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah bil alamin.